of course, valid dichotomy could be articulated if they are mutually exclusive and collectively exhausting, and there is no hole in the middle, no overlap, and nothing to be omitted from the other side, and these conditions are very hard to satisfy. Had he said Iran-America relation, appeasement or confrontation, or had he said Iran-America relation regime change, or containment, our dichotomy would have been more accurate in political realities of Iran today. Because I think compromise with these people are not possible. And we get into that, and before I make a critical examination of Mr. Gonzalez's ideas, and I'm honored to have met the nice gentleman, I'd like to introduce you to a few words, technical words, certain terminologies, because we are dealing with a new phenomena, which is old phenomena, of course. Western civilization has been dismissive of Islam for centuries. Now, we have to deal with that part of Islam. There are certain terminologies that we have to know. Number one is kafir. Kafir is infidel. Of course, in pre-Islamic Arabia, kafir was someone who would not follow somebody else's reasoning and would walk away. But in Islamic terminology, kafir is non-Muslims, and is further divided to zimmi kafir and harbi kafir. Kafir is dirty, dirty par extreme. He is dirty, his hand is dirty, his blood is dirty, fingernail dirty, and Muslims should walk away from kafir. No one should take any kafir as a friend. It's coming from the book. Zimmi kafir, as a matter of fact, are Christians, Jews, and Zoroastrians. They call them Ahlul Kitab, these people of the book. They are tolerated among the Muslim communities if they pay taxes. Of course, with insult and degrading. Harbi kafir, in other hand, Harbi kafir, Harb means war in Arabic. Harbi kafir is anybody other than Jew, Christian or Zoroastrian, you have to fight them, kill them, and force them to submission to convert to Islam. This is one thing. So next time you are kafir, you know what that means. Then that will give us two more terminologies in Islamic dictionary. That is Dar al-Islam and Dar al-Harb. Dar means house, home. Home of Islam, home of war. When Arabs started the conquest of Persia and Egypt and other, they divided the world in two places. Dar al-Islam means where the Muslims are. Dar al-Harb means the war that we have to fight. Either kill the people or bring them to submission to Islam. And of course the rule is, when you kill a kafir, you are entitled to take his position, his wife and kids, and all of that. So when you hear Mr. Bin Laden saying the only way for us to stop killing Americans is for them to convert to Islam, you know what that means. The next word is taqiyya, from taqwa. Taqwa, in pure Arabic word, means stay away. Stay away from sin, muttaqi and taqwa, I'm saying good. But taqiyya is another thing. From same root means religious love. You can love anytime you want, if the situation permits, or if your interest permits, you can love. So the government says, oh, we are not pursuing a nuclear weapon, we just want nuclear energy. You know what they mean. This is taqiyya. This is religious love. These are key words, as a matter of fact. Once we have to study Marxism, we have to get familiar to the words such as dialectic materialism, historical materialism, bourgeois, proletariat, theory of labor. They were the technical words of Marxism. We have to get familiar and know these people. We have to know their terminology. We have to know the jurisprudence of Shia and Sunni in order to understand who they are and what they are. Let me go back after the curious in this terminology. There are 100 more of these things that I can stay here and talk about it all night long, but we don't have much time. At this moment, I would like to, as a matter of fact, go over Mr. Gonzalez's ideas, the 5 points. My knowledge of Mr. Gonzalez is fragmented. I decided to buy his book. First, I promised Dr. Grantham that I would attend the meeting. I was really troubled that I did not see any chapter in human rights. I was really troubled that I didn't see the word Quran in his book. He refers to Sharia, but Sharia is another thing, and Quran is another thing. You have to learn these things in order to be able to deal with these people. Now, and I have to tell you something. When I was reading this, and his favorable ideas about the mullahs reminded me of good old Lord Halifax, if you heard of him. Mr. Halifax was appointed Minister of War when he was Prime Minister of England. He was hopeful. He was a nice gentleman, nice English lord. So in 1935, Baldwin sends Lord Halifax to Nazi Germany to come up with assessment. He goes and he comes back and says, boy, this regime is fantastic. I talk to them. They are great. I'm especially impressed by Joseph Goebbels. That's what he said. I was entertained. I was amused. This regime is great. Baldwin goes and comes Neville Chamberlain. And then he again sends Lord Halifax to Nazi Germany. This time he goes and meets Adolf Hitler. Hitler would not let anybody talk. He would do all the talking. So when he paused, good Lord Halifax on the chant and said, oh dear fear, you do little things here that agitate some people back in England, but are not blind to see kind of the great things you have done for Germany. And he was instrumental to Mr. Chamberlain to appease Germany that started the World War. Had they stood up to Hitler, Second World War would not have happened. Because by giving Hitler Czechoslovakia, they tied down the hands of good generals, such as General Beck and others who had decided to arrest and put Hitler in jail and try them for putting Germany in another war. That this appeasement propelled Hitler to such a tremendous popularity that no one could do anything else. Iran has a long history, my friends. You have to Genghis Khan, Timurlane, many, many conquests by foreign people, massacres. But as far as human honor and human dignity is concerned, they have never been violated as much as they have under this regime. So I'm surprised really that there is no chapter in Mr. Gonzalez's book about human rights. So let me go back to this, as a matter of fact, 5-point reasoning. I found a painted contradiction, basic generalization, and wrong presumptions. With due respect, of course, I read from the print I got. 25 minutes is enough for me because there are historical backgrounds I'd like to explain to you. All right. Iran and the White House have two things in common. They both support Prime Minister Maliki's government in Iraq.